in anthropology and archaeology, and we're always still learning. And so we don't want to let that information or knowledge base be stagnant.
As we ease into the tourist season, the Park Service is helping new guides get to know their summer home. And a final music concert from school students this week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories up next. Do you accept American currency? That was overheard on a Skagway tour. And in Haines, is there an underwear factory here? Sometimes being a guide in a tourist town can be hard. There's a lot of new information to learn and even more misinformation not to learn. This year, the National Park Service is inviting Skagway guides and residents alike to take part in the new guide series meant to help residents get to know their home a little better. Amanda McCutcheon is with Skagway's Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park, which is hosting the new series.
You know, I think it is essentially new, the way in which we're going about trying to bring it together as a series. Always in the past, the park has worked to allow opportunities for special guests to come speak at the park, oftentimes particularly for natural resource programs and writers from our cultural history and things like that. When they come through town to do something with the park, work-related, they're always asked if they would like to offer some kind of program for the public.
But McCutcheon thought this expertise could be shared with more residents, and in particular, more seasonal workers.
My vision, I guess, was that I didn't know how well this was being communicated to the local community, and particularly a lot of the seasonal people that are here that are guiding, and every day they're out there telling people about our community and what we do, and like, gosh, this is such a great way to continue to train people in Skagway that are talking to all the visitors coming here and to help improve overall the town's communication with the people that are visiting. And so we thought maybe if we marketed it this year a little bit as a guide series, and we're really encouraging local vendors and guides and residents to come to continue to pass this on as a continued training, we thought it would be a really great idea.
The lecture series started this week with the first installment over the evening Monday, May 10th, featuring a hydrological program manager for the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Juneau.
And he's a hydrological program manager, so he really works with like the Taya River Gauge and works on forecasting floods and forecasting weather in Southeast Alaska.
The program will also bring in biologists, meteorologists, and historians, and possibly experienced local guides.
We're going to try to open it up to them to see if any of the guides would like to do any presentations themselves. You know, we have some guides that have been guiding for 12 years in Skagway and this kind of thing. So just trying to get an open line of communication and so that we're continually learning and improving the guest services and the visitor services we provide to all of the people that come to Skagway.
McCutcheon says it'll be a great supplement to seasonal guide training or a good refresher for old-timers and year-rounders.
I do think that there is a need for continued education for our own park staff and for any of these guides out there. And I don't think it's actually misinformation, but I think that there's always new scientific information and new information that's coming out. We learn things all the time about different tidbits about the Klondike Gold Rush and its history, as well as rapid changes with the climate and all these things that science and anthropology and archaeology and we're always still learning. And so we don't want to let that information or knowledge base be stagnant. And so we can keep providing that information and giving out new, updated information.
The next event for the guide series is later this month with the Skagway Traditional Council Center and Invasive Plants with the Alaska Natural Heritage Program.
We have Helen Cortez Burns that's going to be coming in, and she is going to be here on May 20th, maybe the night before as well, and be doing an invasive plants workshop, and she's from the Alaska Natural Heritage Program. Our park biologist, Dave Schierkauer, is going to be doing a talk about coexisting with bears. We also have a couple authors that are going to be coming into town. Michael Gates is the author of The Dalton Trail, and he's going to probably be in town here on Memorial Day, May 31st, for an afternoon 3 p.m. book reading and signing. And Carl, also our park historian, may be doing some presentations. We have a ranger that just got here from Glacier Bay National Park who is going to be doing a presentation on mountaineering in the Fairweather Mountain Range. And we also have some of our local biotechnicians that are really knowledgeable about plants. They're going to be doing botany talks and walks as well for this series. So as the summer unravels, we should be able to kind of begin to fill up the schedule quite a bit and talk about both natural and cultural features of Skagway and the Upper Lynn Canal and areas like that.
McCutcheon says to look around Skagway for the guide series posters to find out when the next ones are. Guides can also check with their employers, and KHNS will air upcoming lectures as they're scheduled.
it's important to recognize, too, that this is open for the public. This is not just for them. It's anyone that want to come to in town. But we recognize that some of the people that may have the biggest interest in continued learning and that can use it every day are these guides. And the National Park Service does serve everyone. And so we really seek to make sure that as a community that we're contributing, we're giving back, we're offering whatever we can to support not only the nearly 1 million visitors that come to the National Historic District here at Klondike Gold Rush, but also to our local guides who can gain a better appreciation about our community, our culture, our natural history, and then hopefully share that passion and excitement and enthusiasm back to those visitors and grow a stronger, deeper partnership with the community to help breed a little bit of pride in this wonderful place that we live in, this historic district, and the history and culture we have here.
That's Amanda McCutcheon talking about the new guide series. It's free lectures offered by the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park to help Skagway residents get to know their home even better. Music students from Haynes School have their final concert of the school year this week. Matt McCauley is the school's music teacher and says Wednesday's performance is mostly middle school choir and band with some accompaniment from older kids.
The last one was the high schoolers recapitulating what they did at Music Fest in Juneau. And this concert is going to feature instead the 5th through 8th grade band, choir students, as well as some high school guitar players who are going to be accompanying the 6th grade choir.
The concert will feature a mixture of recognizable favorites, like a rendition of and
Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast.
Some traditional folk tunes, like the middle school band version of
Anything your heart desires will come to you.
There's also a sampling of some exquisite and refined titles, like Allegretto, the second movement of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony. And some more modern hits, like remixes of
Summer has come past, the innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends.
And the band touches the softer side of rock too with Even with a playlist so diverse, there's still a surprise in there, promises McCauley. The concert celebrates the final show of the year for many of the students, but there's still one more show to look forward to from other music students who will perform at next week's high school graduation.
I guess you could sort of consider what we're working on for graduation a little bit of a mini concert, because the high schoolers are choosing new music to perform at the graduation ceremony, and we're still figuring out those final details. But for these students, yes, this will be the last performance of the year.
The show puts a cap on a challenging year for the music program, a school year with instrument shortages, which led to the eventual cutback in the size of the band. That reduced the junior high band, for example, from 23 to 9 students, but 9 students with instruments.
My understanding when I started here was that every student was going to experience a music education, every 5th grade through 8th grade student. But we were very short on instruments, and I guess we weren't able to pursue acquiring those instruments, so worked with some aides, and we came up with an alternative schedule. We were able to move some students who didn't have an instrument to some other classes, and it actually worked out very, very well by the time of the Christmas concert. And then there were some other decisions made, and the Spanish class was created. that a lot of other students went to instead of band.
Not all parents, students, staff, and administration were completely satisfied with the predicament and solution. But McCauley, who won't be continuing with the music program next year, says this week's performance is an example of how the kids overcame the program's fluctuations.
The students who remained in the junior high band were for the most part, more passionate about studying music, more eager to continue their music studies and continue improving. And that was very nice, but the instrumentation that we were left with was sparse, and it was definitely a challenge for us musically to figure out how to work with a smaller group. But, you know, they've worked very, very hard. They were enthusiastic about the music that we've selected and were eager to learn more challenging music than they were really prepared for. But they've done a very fine job with all of this music. I'm really pleased with how they put both feet forward and worked so hard, and they came a long way.
The school concert is Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. in the Haynes Elementary School gym. It's free to the public. Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are.